Says we're live.
Cool, yeah, we're live. It says it. Awesome, cool. So, yeah, welcome guys listening. And I just want to give a quick intro to who I'm talking to today. His name is Jamar James, and he's a full-time swing trader. And for those of you guys who don't know what, you know, swing trading is versus day trading, he'll explain. But he's from SoCal, and he believes in independence, ownership. And today he's going to talk about like his story of how he became a full-time swing trader as opposed to, you know, working at a job. And so, yeah, I just want you to kind of introduce yourself, Jamar, and just share kind of how you got into it. What is swing trading and some things about that.
Right. All right. Cool, man. Well, thanks for having me. And, you know, talking about, you know, trading and, you know, basically I did a stint in the Marine Corps. Did a stint in Marine Corps for, you know, for 4 years. And I got out, you know, I didn't like the structure of having a, you know, you go through, you know, 12 years of school and 4 years of college, you go into Marine Corps for 4 years, there's a lot of structure set up in place. And, you know, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I really, you know, I went to college and graduated a computer science degree. And I was in IT, but, you know, I kind of wanted more freedom. And so I got into real estate. I got into real estate back in 2000, and I was just buying low, selling high. You know, I started flipping properties, buying low, selling high, and I got a business coach. And business coach, you know, just helped me optimize, you know, how I operated. And I asked him, like, well, what else do you do? And he was like, trade. And I was like, you know, day trading? And he was like, no, I like swing trading. And swing trading it's different than day trading. Day trading, you're going to be in the market, you know, in front of a computer. And you're going to be spending a lot of time, trading money for time. And to me, that feels like a job, day trading. And so the swing trading strategy is to, you know, be able to buy and kind of look at market cycles in the market. And so this is around 2008, 2009, the real estate market that kind of crashed. And started mentoring me and showing me, like, you know, when the markets are crashing, it's a buying opportunity. And so that swing trading, that year of being under his mentorship, you know, I used my technology, I used my background to start working for hedge funds and start working for other businesses while I was swing trading. And I learned that, like, a lot of automated trading was, it was set up prior to the month. And this also kind of reconfirmed that there is market cycles and there is buying zones. And so that's really what I learned, that, you know, even in all the markets, the unpredictability of what we're normally told is day trading, the markets are somewhat predictable. Money moves in and out the market. And so, you know, I worked in the regular traditional market that traded stocks, options, and futures, gold, oil, in the futures market, and I worked for a prop firm. In 2015, I basically seen a lot of traders leaving the prop firms and they were going towards this new thing, which, you know, crypto has been around, Bitcoin's been around since 2009, but 2015, 2016, people started really trading. And it started popping up on traders' radar. And at that time, you know, I was doing really well in these traditional markets. And I took some of that money and I put it over into crypto and Bitcoin, and like within 3 months, I had like tripled the amount of funds.
What year did you like get into it? Like when
2006 was the real, when I started dumping more than a couple of thousand into it.
So that was when crypto was like at like what was the price around? Like 150 to 300 for Bitcoin or for
Ethereum? Right.
Wow. So and then now Bitcoin is priced at what, like 13, like over 10,000?
13,100.
So that's like, I don't know what the percent increases, but
you know, we were pretty happy when it was 150, 300, and went to 1,000. And so nobody really that long. You know, I didn't hold it that long because I was a trader. So I was I've been buying and selling since 2016. I wish I would just held.
HODL the crypto. Dang, okay. And so kind of tell us more, I guess. So you said you were in the Marines or you were in Army or the
Marines.
Yeah, Marines. And so that's after that you went, you got straight into trading, or you
after that I actually went to college. I went to the Long Beach State. I went to college. I got a computer science degree. You know, I got into, you know, a regular corporate kind of predictable world, but you know, it was never really for me. And when I was working a job, you know, I kind of got into real estate. And when I was in real estate, I got a business coach. And what he did was he bought real estate and he bought stocks and he bought, you know, options. And I kind of learned, you know, his strategy of how he was trading market cycles. And then I went to go work for a hedge fund to help. I was a developer. I had a development background. And I realized that the cycles, the levels of buy and sell levels, they're all programmed by people. And so, you know, knowing that and knowing that, you know, market cycles and levels are kind of predictable, it's not as random as you think. I knew what to look for in the market to kind of like identify certain levels to buy. And so in day trading, you don't get a lot of, you don't get a lot of time to analyze the market. But when you're swing trading, you're looking for 2-3 weeks out, right? A couple of weeks out, a couple of days out. You're not looking, you don't care what the price is as much, you know, in the intraday. You buy at certain levels, you know, a low level here, and you minimize your risk. So risk management at certain levels is what we buy in on swing trading. And then I started creating a report to forecast the markets.
To forecast. So what you're saying is like that each, the market's predictable each year. Like there's certain cycles each year that are consistent, like certain trends. And so so what about now? What would you say, like, is a trend going on right now? What is the
cycle? So, like, I mean, if you're in trading futures, you know, corn, soy, you know, during this time of year, it moves. You know, every year you get a Santa rally in the markets, whether it's stock market and Bitcoin, you know, around November, December, the market, they buy the dip and the market goes up. So there's a lot of trading opportunities there. Every April, the market is pretty, you know, it recovers and it goes up during tax time. There are certain months and certain cycles with every month that there are ways that money move. You know, in March, the market is normally down and you can short the market, you know, for March in February and January. There's certain opportunities that you have every month in the market have historical purposes.
Okay, nice. And so, dang, then that's a totally different route from the Marines. You know, I feel like a lot of people, it's kind of like being a professional athlete, and after you're kind of like, what do I do next? You know what I mean? So I'm sure you had that phase of just, man, what do I do with my life next? And how long were you in the Marines for?
And I was only 4 years. But I know I didn't want
to. Yeah, that's, that's crazy, isn't it? And it's really hard to get into the Marines, right? Isn't it super rigorous, like the training to get into?
I think that's, I think it's, you know, what it is like, you know, they get you mentally weak, mentally strong.
Does it pay well? I don't think anyone talks about the pay. As a Marine, is it? I mean, I'm sure it is, right? As a Marine.
No, I mean it doesn't. I mean it doesn't. I mean it pays well for some people. It's what your expectations, you know.
Sure.
I'm sure that, you know, people that work a lot of overtime, even in the police department, right? They get paid decent, but need a lot more for if they work a lot more overtime. Sure. In the military, if, you know, if you go on different deployments, you get paid a little bit extra, but you know, I don't think it's. You know, it's something you do for a passion or for another reason. The benefits are really on the military.
Yeah, the benefits are still probably active or probably still there for you, right? After you leave. That's a pretty cool thing. And so, you know, I think so swing trading is you're playing off the trends of the market as opposed to day trading. You're just kind of playing off every day. You're seeing what's going on every day.
Day trading is like being a postal worker. Every day you going in, there's different mail. It's kind of the same game, but it's reactionary. You know, you never know how the market is going to respond if you're, you know, day to day, and you're doing it as a job. So you're spending a lot of time, you know, trading in and out the market. Whereas a swing trader, you can have a full-time job or you can have another occupation, another business, and you can take a trade and you are anticipating being down sometime and being up, and you cash out when you're up.
You cash out when you're up. Okay. Yeah, I mean that's the method. And so how long, because I feel like, you know, people get overwhelmed when there's like so many things to do, like options and futures and all that. Like, what was the first thing, what would be the first thing you recommend people to get into if they're just starting out, like just trying to learn how to trade?
I mean, so the program I built, you know, the DCG Mastermind, we have stocks, options, Forex, crypto there. You know, a lot of people don't get exposed to the overall markets. You know, what happens is they'll find one person and they'll do what that one person says. And they don't know if it's really built for them. It's built for the person that's recommending. But there's different learning styles and different things that you have to be exposed to so you can start building a foundation and know what you really like. It's almost like kids, right? You know, kids are taught to go to school and then they have to go to college and pick what they want to do. And it's like, well, they haven't been exposed to anything. Like, you know, you're making them say, hey, they want to be a doctor, and they don't even know what they like, because all they've been doing is doing what they've been told their whole life. And so, you know, inside the stocks, options, trading, crypto, it is, you know, what are your strengths? You know, because there's a different benefit of trading different assets. And so I like to say the first month is really about exposure of, you know, here's how the markets work compared to how you've been told. Because a person that, you know, they come into day trading or they come into trading, they think, oh, I just have to be a day trader, or, oh, I have to be a scalper. Like, you don't have to pick. You need to understand the foundations first.
And so you're just saying, like, just get exposed to all the different markets and different,
into different environments, right?
Different environments, yeah. Okay.
Don't jump in and get into the get rich quick. Like, you know, they're telling you that. But you don't even know what you don't know. So that's why a community is actually better. Like, there's no, there should be no lone traders out here. There should be anyone trying to trade by themselves, because they don't know, and the environment protects them.
Okay. Yeah. And then you don't have people to get feedback off of and things like that.
Right.
Awesome. So if someone enters your program, like, what does it look like? Like, what's the steps that you take them through to fully understand?
Right. So, you know, when they come into the mastermind, you know, really they go through an orientation. It's almost like, you know, they come in on orientation on Sunday night. You know, we have a boot camp that it starts on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Everything is live inside our group, you know, and the first thing is they go through the first 7 days is like almost like going to the military, where the first 7 days is indoctrination. You know where everything is at. You find out what some of the tools are. You know, you find out how to buy Bitcoin, how to get your money on exchange. And then from there, you know, it is about exposure. You get exposed to all the different environments within that first month. So it's almost like buying a house. You know, the first thing you're going to do is go through and see what's wrong, what kind of questions you have. Check all the rooms out, see which room you want. You're not going to go in the first living room and just say, hey, this is my room, and you never exploit a house. So the first thing about trading is coming in, getting exposure so you can actually explore what's going on.
Okay. And how long do you think that takes to like be exposed to all the markets and things like that?
Depends on what, you know, it depends on the individual. I give everybody 30 days. I mean, 30 days to actually understand like what you don't know.
Okay.
Right. About we have classes every day. So it depends on the person. If they have zero experience, they shouldn't think that they're going to walk into a doctor office and become a doctor in day one. You know, it is like, you got to be exposed. You have to at least know what you don't know. You don't even know what questions to ask when you first become a trader. It's like, well, you don't know what to ask. And so really what people do is just listen. And what we do is make them go through different steps so you can actually understand what you don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. And so it's a mastermind. So is it like a small group, or is it like a lot of people, like more of like a community kind of?
So the principles of a mastermind is that you put two minds together, you create a third mind with infinite possibilities. And so the entire concept of mastermind, we have all these entrepreneurs and traders that are in this environment where we have instructors, we have teachers, but it's normally smart people that are going to ask questions and find out what they don't know And then you don't have to trust one source. You have the entire mastermind to bounce your questions. So you get to speak back.
Yeah, bounce ideas off of, things like that. Okay. Okay. And so a lot of the people there, are they now full-time swing traders like yourself, or do they also just kind of do it on the side?
No, I mean, most of the guys that come in is like, you know, we're not looking to make a couple of hundred bucks. Most of the guys are looking to replace and supplement their income. So it's balanced. You know, you have a bunch of new guys with a bunch of guys who've been trading 5-10 years, you know, professionally. It basically protects the inexperienced person, because you're not listening to other inexperienced people. You're listening to guys that are doing it full time, you know, where you still have a job, maybe they don't. So the information that is coming out of the mastermind is really high level information, which are really tips. Because at the end of the day, it's like buying and selling is not that hard. It takes 5 minutes to hit buy, but it's the information before you buy it that would count.
Yeah, before the information. Okay. Okay. So I mean, you could be like, how early, like how young do you have to be to start trading? Like, what's the earliest age you could start trading?
My daughter is 9. My friend, his son is trading, and he's at 13, and they're doing it as a family.
13. Oh wow. Okay.
Trade that early. I mean, it's what you've been taught, right? If you've never been taught trade, you'll never trade. But if you are taught at 10 to trade, you'll be trading at 11.
That's crazy. So this is, who is this? Like, this is your family member or your friends?
I have family. I mean, my daughter, she trades. But I have guys that have joined. You know, a guy I was in the military with, he's 43. He's retired from the military. He trades. Yeah. He taught his son how to trade. And they're in the mastermind. And his son makes about 1,500, you know, couple of days. You know, he's 13.
That's crazy. So he's 13. He's making 1,500 every couple of days, you said?
I mean, around that, he averages out. You know?
I wonder what he's doing at that age with, you know, a couple 1,500 every couple of days.
Not really motivated about school, right?
he could buy all the video games he wants with that money at that age, right? And so.
Yeah. Also, they're buying GameStop and Disney stocks instead of buying video games. You know?
Okay, that's crazy. He's gonna be an early millionaire for sure. Then, at that age, at that rate,
you should ask yourself why other people aren't doing it. You know, that's really what's crazy, right?
True. Well, I guess they just don't know about it, right? It's just they don't.
I mean, people are scared of success. At the end of the day, they're scared.
Why is that?
Because they've been taught to do some certain way. You've been taught to work hard. You've been taught to, like, hey, it's a grind out there. You've been taught that the college is the right way. Whereas, you know, other people that are exposed to different things, they're taught like, hey, you know, money, you can make it work for you. You can be in the market. During this whole COVID period, people are worried about their jobs when the stock market has been hitting all-time highs. It's like, it's just your environment. And that's why the mastermind is that important, because you would think, oh man, that's awesome. Or, you know, how old, like, you don't, you can start a business at 12. You know, you can start trading at 9. Like, instead of playing video games, you could be trading. You could actually have a subscription Twitch account. You can have 100,000 people following you at 10. It's just that if you're not in that environment, you don't even think that.
Yeah. So it's just basically your environment and who you're exposed to, you're saying, right? That affects
100%.
You for sure. Dang. Yeah, it's cool that
BS.
Huh?
In your BS, we call it belief system. You know, belief system. If you don't believe you can make money, you can't. If you believe you can make a ton of money, you can.
So what was, like, did you always have that belief, or like, what was that shift for you that changed that belief?
So I always thought that, you know, my mom was a worked for the post office her whole entire life. And I would get on the BART, you know, I'm from Oakland, and I would get on the BART and I would go to school in San Francisco. And I would see all the guys, you know, as a young kid, you know, 13, 12, 15 years old, you know, they would be going to the financial district in San Francisco. And they're happy high-fiving each other at, you know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m. in the morning. And they're trading But my mom is getting ready to drive an hour to do traffic to go to work and deliver mail for someone else. And, you know, her mentality, my grandfather's mentality is like, hey, you got to work hard. You know, you work hard, you get a good education, you go to college, and you get a good job. Whereas other guys, they're golfing at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, and they're in the markets. And instead of, you know, us trying to save 5 or 10 grand and 20,000 so we can maybe go put a down payment on our house or buy a car, you know, those guys are putting 100,000 in the market and making 10, 20% in a month, which, you know, which they just made 20 grand for the month, where my mom is working full-time slaving, you know, 60, 70 hours a week and trying to get 6 grand.
Yeah.
And so it's just a different in exposure. So I always knew that the money was out there. It just that, you know, I couldn't ask anyone until I got a mentor. Until I got into real estate and got a business coach in there. You know, when you buy a house, you're investing 500, 600,000 or maybe 200,000, 100,000. You're just getting a loan. But when you're in the stock market, it's the same thing. I can invest 100, 200,000. I don't have to wait 7 years to get a return. I can get a return the same day.
Same day. Yeah. With stocks trading. So would you say swing trading is, you would do that as opposed to real estate investing, or I mean, they're pretty different things, but.
Days.
Huh?
And I got real estate to get into stocks.
What was that?
I owned a real estate company back in the days.
And
I got out of real estate to get into the stock market.
Oh, okay. Because you saw that would be more profitable at the stock market?
More profitable, less work. I didn't have to show nobody no houses. I didn't have to convince no one to buy from me. I had to sell it. I didn't have to sell. You know, I didn't have to spend my weekend showing a property. I could actually just put my money behind a screen. There's no racism. There's no colorism. No ageism. I had to worry about no discriminate. Different laws.
Yeah.
I could just sell. I could buy and sell on the behind a computer screen.
Okay. Yeah. So, what are your thoughts then on like flipping houses and you know like. Like real estate prices going up and things like that. You're saying that swing trading would be better than just doing, than getting into real estate?
I think it's diversifying. I bought 2 houses in the last 8 months. You know, I believe in buying property, real property. Also believe in, you know, trading. I mean, trading has been going on since the beginning of time and land has been around since the beginning of time. Yeah. So, you know, why don't more people do it? You know, they'll buy one house in their lifetime, but you can buy houses every month. You can buy it every couple of months. You can buy the stocks. You'll invest in a 401k all year round, and your every check you get, you're putting it into 401k for someone else to manage. Well, you can do that every day.
Every day with day trading or swing trading, you're saying?
Trading, day trading, yeah. I mean, you can always be looking for something to buy. If someone says, hey, you can buy this at 1,000 and sell it at 1,400 every day, you know, would you take that opportunity?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. If you need a strategy.
If you're buying shoes, you would say, hey, bro, I bought the shoes for $60. I can sell it for $100 the next day. Why would you ever stop?
Exactly. And that's what you're saying. You could do with trading if you know the right strategies, things like that. Okay.
Right.
But it's not guaranteed, right? Because there's always like a risk involved, but it's like a calculated risk, you're saying?
I guess it's like working for a company for 20 years and hoping you retire, but they let you go at 18.
Yeah. What do you mean?
It's kind of like that kind of risk.
Huh?
It's kind of like that kind of risk, you know, working for a company for 10 years and thinking you're going to get to 20 and they cut you out at 8 and then you got to start all over again.
Oh, so. Wait, can you rephrase that? I'm having trouble.
So the risk of trading is like the risk of working somewhere for 20 years, thinking you're going to retire, but they fire you at year 18.
Oh, okay. And then you're like,
a pretty big risk too.
Yeah, true. Because you don't know when you're going to get laid off, right? Like this pandemic.
Yeah, it's like going to college for 4 years and spending like 70, 80 grand. And then you got out of college, you can't find a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's. You're not really in control of your finances that way.
Yeah, it's like risk. There's risk in everything that we do. And there's a lot of risk in not doing anything.
Yeah, exactly. Dang, okay. And do you have so what would your advice be, I guess, then to those who are, like, I guess your younger self, like, would you have said, get into trading right away? Like, don't go to, I mean, you might have still gone to the Marines, but you probably would have said, just start day trading. Like maybe for your son, for your kids. I know you said you're teaching them already, right?
Yeah, like, I would say make your money work for you. It's like, you don't spend your whole life working for a paycheck. You know, find ways that your money can work for you. So the things you're doing to get money, you know, reinvest it into things that can free up your time. Because you only have one life. And if you spend your life just working for a paycheck, it's a big risk in that. You don't really get to live. And so my mom worked for a post office for 35 years. She's retired now. And now she gets a check that, you know, every 2 weeks, maybe 1,200-1,400 bucks. But what type of life is that to get a check then when you can get a check now?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's like you said, people just don't know about that. And they're just not aware that things like this is possible, right? And so that's
right. Yeah. So to be inspirational, has anyone ever came to your door and told you, knocked on your door and told you, hey, Ray, put the internet down, put the phone down, don't pick up any books. Like, you know, no one has stopped us from getting information. It's just that we have a belief system and most people won't move forward. It's like, if I say that you can make $100,000 here in a month and I can show you that I've made it, and you're like, hey, you know what, though, I still want to just work this day job and they're going to pay me like six, so I'm fine. And it's like, there is a BS indicator there. There's something in that belief system.
Well, I think, and also it's kind of like, you know, it sounds too good to be true, or like MLM, you know, things like that. People are like they're, it's very hard to trust something, right, that they feel like is too good to be true, or it's just they're comfortable. I think it's comfort, right? And people are comfortable, so they don't want to leave that comfort or be open to trying new things because they're just stuck.
They're scared.
You know, or not stuck, yeah.
They're just scared, bro. They're scared of getting advantage of. They're scared of things that they've been taught that's broken. I mean, you know, that's why I say you get in the mastermind. We get to ask other people and see other people, because mostly you're a product of your environment. So, of course, if your parents told you to work all your life and, you know, get a regular job, like, I don't believe in MLMs. Like, I don't need anyone to make money off of. Like, I can actually make money in the stock market. I can actually buy property myself. I know how to, you know, find cheap properties. So at the end of the day, it's like, once you had that skill, you know, now you just need the capital. And most people don't want to take the time. Because I'm like, for me to teach a person, did you say, bro, like, you got some free time to teach me how to make $100,000? Like, no, bro, I don't have free time to teach you. I'll charge you for it, but I just can't give up all my time. I have relatives that they see me and they don't ask me, right? But it's, oh, you're lucky, you're living well, you know, like, it's just, it's for you. But for me, I have to go to job, I have to work, you know, and that's the mindset of people. It's like, no, you could actually make $1 million. You can actually, people say they want a lot of money, but they don't imagine, envision themselves going to a bank and pulling out $1 million. You know, they it's easy for them to say, hey, you know what, I want to be rich, I want to be comfortable. But they really can't envision it because they don't have no plan. Most people don't have a plan.
Yeah, or they don't know what plan to make, and, you know.
Right, and they won't take the chance of joining a group. They won't take the chance of putting themselves in. It's like, oh, it's too risky. Yeah, I may lose $300 or $500 or $1,000. Like, I can't afford to lose that.
But that also makes sense because, you know, people have bills to pay. And, you know, if you have a family and, like, you're relying on that paycheck to pay for your rent, it's like, it's hard for you to invest that, right? Because you're like, hey, like, it's like in survival mode. And if you're in survival mode, then it's like, it's really hard to do anything to invest, right? Unless.
I mean, it's easy to make it, bro. Like, I tell people that all the time. It's easy for people to make excuses. Hey, you know what? I just pay my bills. Like, you have to make things happen. Things aren't going to just, nobody's ever going to come in your house and change that situation besides you. So it has to be, you have to be sick and tired of being in that situation, and you got to make it happen. You know, I mean, you have to, like, invest. You have to get the knowledge you don't have. You have to be, you know, you see someone you respect or someone that, you know, can help you, that want to help you, you have to do whatever you have to do to get out of that situation, or your family's gonna be stuck here forever. Because you can't teach yourself how to fly.
Yeah, you gotta teach yourself how to fly. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, you can't teach yourself how to fly, or are you gonna burn and crash?
Yeah,
you gotta get in a different environment, and you have to get the right help at the right time.
Yeah, right timing. So would you say any time is the right time to get into trading? Like, just there's always
any time. I mean, any time is the right time to pick up a book and learn something new.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, because you're not going to get that information. Just, you know, you if you're waiting to be lucky, if you're waiting for someone to come in and help you and just save your whole life and change your whole direction, like, that's a bad strategy. Like, you're going to have to go out and seek.
To go out there and seek the solutions to your problems yourself, yeah, for sure. So you have family members, you said, who you told them, hey, I could help you make money, and they're still like, no, I don't want to. Like, they're still not willing to learn.
No, I definitely.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, but they're still not willing to invest that. Yeah,
a family member will want it for free, right? They're like, hey, man, let me just call you. Let me just come over and show me what you're going to do. And it's like,
Sure.
You're not going to waste my time. You got to value my time, because that's, I've put a lot of time and effort into learning it.
Yeah, exactly. It's worth a lot of value. Yeah.
Well, it's my time though, bro. Like, a lot of people say they want things, but they're not willing to do anything for it. A lot of people want success, but they're not willing to do anything for it. So why would I just give it away, you know, because they're going to take the time that I put in effort. I put in a long time of learning. I paid a lot of different mentors, and I have a free course. I recorded it. I put it out there for the universe. They can have it. But if you want to take my time away from me, away from my family, everything I do, my time is attached to my family, or attached to my mastermind group. And, you know, it's a value in that. They all tell me they value my daughter value my time. My wife value my time. So for a person like, hey, just teach me. It's like, you know, you don't get anything for free in this world. You have to give to receive something.
Yeah, you got to give some sort of value. And also, they're going to take it lightly if you're just doing it for free, right? And they might not implement it if you're just giving it out for free all the time. Yeah.
They won't value your time.
Yeah, if it's just doing it for free.
They value your time. And they don't value their time. They go waste their time watching sports. They're wasted time, you know, shopping and just going through the mall. It's like, how is that attached to their family that they say they care about?
Like
how are you watching 3 hours of sports when you say you want to get your family outside of this environment? Like, my mom worked her whole life to get me out of that environment so I can have a better life and better generations. So I valued her time. She spent 35 years working at the post office, and I have a duty to take care of my kids. My kid has never seen me work going to a job, but I spent a lot of time with them. You know, I spent the whole day at the softball field. I spend a lot of time, you know, homeschooling. Like, these are things that are valuable. So for me to just give my time to a random stranger, you know, you have to value yourself.
I think that's a huge point, because I don't think a lot of people value themselves, right? Even people who have a lot of skills and value, it's like valuing yourself and what you have to offer, right, to people. And so that's something, it's a psychological thing too. Yeah, for sure. But that's something that definitely I had to work on, and it's a lot of mindset training. Yeah, for sure, mindset training. What helps you the most with your mindset? Like, who or what kind of resources helped you?
I listen to a lot of Jim Rohn. I read a lot of books. I've paid for a lot of training. I've done the morning formula. I've been in client kit and traffic and funnels. Like, I'm always constantly pay for a mentor. I mean, I had a mentor that mentored me for a year, you know, and it cost me about $250,000. He basically took everything I made for the first year, and he took half of everything I made. And so, you know, I've invested in myself, and I invested in education, and I invested in different programs to get me to a point where, I listen to Jim Rohn pretty much almost every day on a morning walk, part of my morning formula. I mean, you know, nice. I'm constantly trying to be a student, trying to learn more.
Okay, awesome. Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, things like that, right?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Nice. What was it?
Yeah, J. Abraham, a lot of guys.
Yeah, J. Abraham. How about a book? What's been a book that really kind of changed your life, that pivoted your life for you?
I mean, I'm a kind of spiritual guy too. I mean, like the Celestine Prophecy, Malcolm X, the Celestine Prophecy. The Celestine.
What is that about? Never heard of that.
James Redfield. He's a James Redfield.
James Redfield. Okay.
Basically, everyone you meet is for a reason. Like nothing is a coincidence in the world, and everyone has different energy levels. And so, different energy levels that you'll run into, and you know, you have to take the clues and the signs of why did you out of all the people in the world, like how do you and I get on the phone, and how are we on the Zoom together at this moment in this time? How's this person watching on Facebook? Why did he get to hear this message today? Like it's not just a coincidence.
It's like quantum physics.
Yeah, quantum physics. Social metaphysics.
What was that?
Social metaphysics.
Social metaphysics?
Yeah, social metaphysics. You meet people for a reason.
Really? So you think even like that stranger on the street or that, you think it's all for a reason?
It's all for a reason.
Okay.
You're constantly, our brains are more powerful than a computer. Right, we created a computer, and so our skin is the organ, our hearing, our eyes, our tongue, like we can taste the air, we have all this sensory going on at all times, and so our energy levels are here in intuition, and free will. We're making choices constantly. We have a lot of things going on in every moment of our life.
Yeah,
and most people are oblivious to it.
They're kind of just running on their subconscious and programming and just running off that. I think the Jesuits said, like, if you give me the first 7 years of a child's life, then I'll show you the man. And that's because the first 7 years, I heard, you intake all that information as a kid, and it goes into your subconscious. And so that's kind of what comes out as an adult. And a lot of people live like that their whole lives until there's like, something that breaks that pattern for them, right? And so I think, for you, I mean, what was that pattern interrupt that you're like, dang, like, I mean, I know you shared with your mom, you saw like how your mom was struggling and trying to make, money and spending, like trading her time for money. But for you, was there like that one moment that you like, that made you have that pattern interrupt in your life?
I just know that I value family a lot. I value the interaction, and where I was growing up, my mom was working a lot. I was around a lot of family members. I felt a sense of community, but also felt a sense of neglect. I felt that, I had to adapt and adjust as a kid all the time. And so for me to get into trading, into a place where people are saying it's risky, like moving around was the safest place for you to be when you don't really have a lot of guidance. And so I jumped around in different places. So I got comfortable being uncomfortable. And I think that was a big part of, growing up. It's like, I was never really comfortable. So, part of me making, a living out of trading is I'm okay with the uncomfort of
the risk,
quality, right?
Yeah.
Where other people, they want to be safe and they want to be secure and they want to be comfortable. But for me, I really take the chance to create my own security, because I don't really think it's any security. And so I've never had it, right?
Yeah. And when we die, it's all gone. So, like what really is the security in that, But dang. Okay. So what's your vision then? Like what's your vision for, for DCG, like do you have a vision, like what you want to create like out of it and things like that.
Right. So not having a lot of friends as a kid because I moved around so much, it's really, the crypto community has been huge because it is a peer-to-peer community. It's, not having a job. I don't have a work environment. My work environment is the DCG. It is the mastermind. It is creating a, I call it a decentralized network. We are all traders. We're entrepreneurs, putting guys in these rooms, and we create our livelihood. We create our life. And we can do it through trading. We can do it through business. But you put two people together and they create a third possibility. So the more people we put inside the mastermind, the greater we become. And, you know, the easier the trades are, you know, because now we have more eyes on the market. We have more ears that are hearing things, and we have more guys that are feeling intuitive. So we win easier.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're working together as a unit, not just individually, which is a lot stronger. Awesome. And, you know, for a lot of those, you know, even listening or watching, like, how much do you need to get started? Or can you just start with like $100 or maybe even $1,000? Like,
yeah, you know, I mean, is it? So education doesn't really cost, you know, it is the, you're not looking to get a, you're looking to get educated first. So the foundation, I tell guys that if you have $100 or $500, you can actually start trading, you know, because you're not really trading to make money. You're trading to learn a strategy and to get confidence, you know, because a lot of people don't have confidence. They sit and they're like, hey, well, can I make a lot of money? It's like, bro, you're not even confident. You never made $100 online. You never made $1,000 in a day. So for you to say how much you're going to be trading, like, you never even made any money trading before. Like, let's learn and let's establish a foundation where you can at least start becoming confident that, hey, I actually can make money without going to a job. I actually can, you know how to open an account. I actually can manage my own money. I don't have to pay someone else to manage it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is the confidence. Like, once you make your first sale or your first sale online or your first, you know, profit through trading, it's like, dang, like, you have confidence. And so, yeah, definitely. You know, where can people find out more about you, or, you know, if they're interested in joining this, you know, mastermind?
So I use my name a lot, Jamar James. You can go to jamarjames.com, or you can go to dcgmastermind.com, and I have a free course there. So dcgmastermind.com.
Mastermind.com. Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to check that out as well. And so, and are you on social media? Are you on social at all? Like,
So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, I guess Twitter. I just Jamar James. Like, you know, I use my name everywhere, because you have to stand behind your name.
Yeah, you need to. You're a personal brand, right? So that's like your
personal brand.
Okay, awesome, cool. Well, I want to thank you for, you know, sharing you know, your wisdom, and, you know, people can follow you there. And I look forward to connecting. I'll definitely be learning more about this for sure.
All right. Yeah, sounds good, man. Thank you for having me. And thanks to everybody out there to share their time with us today and tuned in.